been standing on the threshold of something good, perhaps one of God's promises, and all of a sudden, it's as though everything starts to go wrong. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me again on Christianity Works. Today we're continuing with the second message in this series called It's Time to Take the Promised Land. So let's head into God's Word and do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional. It's called Fresh to help you live out each and every day of your life in the promises of God. Have you ever stood on the threshold of something good? I mean, something really good, something fantastic. Maybe it's the promise of a promotion or the promise of a pay increase or you've just fallen pregnant or your wife has and in not too many months there's going to be this new life in your family or a great holiday or a new home or peace where there was conflict. And you stand there and you think, this is going to be fantastic. I just can't wait. And then all of a sudden, it's like all hell breaks loose. Everything and everyone kind of comes after you with a pickaxe at work and at home, in your heart, in your head. There's turmoil. And you think, hang on a minute. I'm about to step over into this promised land. And well, it's supposed to be fantastic. What is going on? We've all been there, right? So's God. And today we're going to look at his specific word that he wants to speak right into that. This week on the program, we're going to look at this promised land thing. And the promised land was born when God promised a land to Abraham, the father of Israel. And centuries later, Israel crossed over into that promised land. It started with this beautiful promise to Abraham that we looked at last week. If you have a Bible, grab it. Open it up at Genesis chapter 13, beginning verse 14. This is what it says. The Lord said to Abraham after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, to the north and the south and the east and the west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can count the dust of the earth, your offspring will also be able to be counted. Get up, walk the length and the breadth of this land, for I will give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which is at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. What a stunning promise. What an incredible promise. What an impossible promise. See, Abraham was an old man, and he and his wife Sarah hadn't had any children. And from that promise began a long and winding road for the nation of Israel. Centuries later, they travelled through the Exodus, they went through this desert, and they go on this long journey, and Israel ultimately is about to cross over into the promised land. And all of a sudden, their leader Moses, who God used to set them free out of slavery from Egypt, to go through the Red Sea, that amazing miracle, to guide them through the desert for 40 years, all of a sudden, Moses, their leader, dies. And God comes along to his successor Joshua with some godly advice, more than advice, admonition. Now we're going to have a look at that today. It's in Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. This is what God said. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross over the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give to them, the Israelites. I have given you every place where you will set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to the Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. And no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead this people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong, very courageous. Be careful to obey all my law that the servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of this law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. And haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous? Don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Just think about it. They've been on this long journey for 40 years, the Exodus in the desert, and they're about to cross over into the promised land, and Moses dies. Oh, fantastic. What lousy time. They had this tried and proven leader, and he's gone. And so the reins get handed over to Joshua, his assistant. And God repeats the promise that he made to Abraham and that he made to Moses. He repeats that promise to Joshua. I have given you this land. I have promised this land to you, and no one will be able to stand against you. Well, that's not good. That's not good at all. If God has to promise you that no one's going to stand against you, all these different tribes and nations that are already in the land, they're not going to invite Israel in to take their land. They're not going to say, oh, so God said you could have it. Well, sure, go ahead, take all our land. Not likely. Israel is in for a bunch of battles. And then God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. This is not looking good. God says, be strong and courageous. And again, he says, be strong and very courageous. And a third time in that passage we just read, he says, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. Now, you're Joshua. You were there 40 years ago on the other side of the Red Sea. You saw the miracle when Moses lifted his staff and the Red Sea parted and Israel passed through, and all of a sudden Pharaoh's army tried to chase them and the sea came together again and Pharaoh's army was drowned. You were there, the euphoria of God's amazing miracle. You've spent 40 years in the desert and you think, surely it must be over by now. We're just days away from crossing over into this promised land, from realizing the promise that God made to Abraham centuries before. And now God's setting you up, preparing you for a tough time. He's talking about battles and wars and being strong and courageous. This is life and death stuff. Is that what you expected of the promised land after all this time? That's why I've called this series of programs, It's Time to Take the Promised Land. Because it doesn't get delivered to your front door like a pizza. God's promise of a land flowing with milk and honey is accompanied by God's reality, battles along the way. You have to take the promised land. And it's the same today. You know what I've noticed? The rest of the world doesn't want me to have God's peace and joy. The rest of the world doesn't want me to live in God's promises. The devil wants to spoil God's plan for my life. And every time God is about to do something amazing in my life, all hell seems to break loose. The devil just doesn't want me to have the promised land. Now, Joshua could have sat up on his side of the Jordan River, heard what God was saying about not getting discouraged and about the battles, and thought, nah, I'm out of here. But he didn't. He believed in God's promise and he crossed over and he went about taking the promised land. He knew it was time to take the promised land. I'm Bernie Diamond and you're listening to Christianity Works. As we take this short break, I'd like to tell you about a free daily resource that I'd love to send you to help you lay hold of the promises of God in your life. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional. A scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. Now, when the chips are down, when things are against you, gee, it can be hard to hang on to the promises of God. really hard. That's why he makes promises in a way that, well, puts courage in our hearts. Well, here they are. They're standing on the threshold of the promised land after 40 years in the deserts and all the trials, after the nation being in slavery in Egypt. Centuries before, God had promised to Abraham this promised land. And they're standing on the Jordan and they're looking over the Jordan. And what they see is this so-called promised land. But there are all these people and tribes and kings and fortified cities and armies. On the one hand, they believe in God's promise. But on the other hand, they're looking at this reality. God calls us into his promised land here and now, today. There are promises all through the Bible about our relationship with God. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life in all its abundance." That's a promise. Jesus wants us to have an abundant life. He said, "The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy he went and sold all that he had, and he bought that field." Again, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who's looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had, and he bought it." You get the picture? When we give our lives to Jesus, lock, stock, and barrel, he invites us into a land of promise. And he's saying that this land of promise, the kingdom of God, is like a treasure. That's what it's meant to be like. And the promises are so different to what the world promises. Not a physical land or physical wealth or all that other stuff, but a promised land that's quite different. In Luke chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus put it this way. "Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said, 'The kingdom of God doesn't come because of your careful observation, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you.'" The promised land isn't something out there. It's not a new house or a new car or all that stuff. The promised land, the kingdom of God, is in our hearts. And so often we feel like Joshua, standing on the threshold, looking back and then looking forward, wanting to believe in the promises of God. But, well, they're so hard to believe in some days, aren't they? I'm going to talk right now about taking courage in the promises of God. This is so important because we normally focus on the things that we can see, all the problems and the obstacles that are in front of us. But God calls us to set our eyes on the things that are above, to set our eyes on heavenly things. Look again at what God said to Joshua about this promised land. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, "I have given to you every place where you will set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to the Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, through all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you." Isn't it interesting? He uses the past tense, actually the Hebrew perfect tense. He says, "Every place where you will set your foot, as I promised Moses, I have already given you." It's a done deal. As far as God was concerned, the promised land was absolutely a done deal. It was given, and when God gives, who can block that? That's God's perspective. Even though our perspective is all about the things that we can see, the obstacles and the enemies and the fears and the broken relationships and the people who are bugging us, who are never going to change. I tell you, when I became a Christian 12 years ago, I had so much dysfunction in my life. I can't begin to tell you. And through that passage in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life in all its abundance," I just let him write that on my heart. Jesus wants you and me to have an abundant life. And if I looked at me and my life and the predicaments I was in, I had no right to believe that promise from Jesus. But the Holy Spirit takes his word and he writes it on our hearts, and he gifted me to lift my eyes to look at heavenly things. I believed so imperfectly, going through some things, I was so afraid some days and so lonely some days. But at the end of the day, what Jesus did on the cross for you and me was to remove all sin, all of the reproach of the past, and open the door to an abundant, outrageous, wonderful relationship with God. It's a done deal. It's past. It's completed. The abundant life has been purchased for you and me. And it's now time to walk in it. And the point of what God said to Joshua was that there will be battles. I have given you every place where you will set your foot, as I promised Moses. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. See, the promise is a done deal. When people come against us, they won't be able to stand against us and rob us of the promises of God. And God will never leave us or forsake us. It's a completely different way of looking at things. Instead of looking at the problems, we look at the promises. It's completely different. And for me in my life over these last 12 years and every day here and now, where I get my courage is in the promises of God. Because when God promises something, nobody can take that away. And the focus of that promise, our relationship with Him, the kingdom of God, the peace and the joy that flows from that, is where it's all at. All that other stuff, that'll come and go. Relationships and health and money, they're all temporary. What will last forever is our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Joshua literally means God saves, and that's the same name that Jesus had. Joshua was his actual Hebrew name, to lead us into the promised land. And it is an act of faith to take courage in the promises of God. And we can do that because they're a done deal.
I'm Bernie Diamond and you're listening to Christianity Works. God makes some powerful promises in His Word, the Bible. Promises that He means for you and me to live in. Problem is, so many people who believe in Jesus struggle to lay hold of His promises, especially, let me say, on those dark days that we all seem to travel through. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called It's Time to Take the Promised Land. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the promises of God day by day. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you apply God's promises right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. It really is that easy. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Now, when you hear this word prosperity, it conjures up all sorts of images, doesn't it? Not all of them positive. And yet, it's a word that God uses rather a lot. The question is, what does He mean by it? And how do you lay hold of it?
Now, God is expecting some stiff opposition for Joshua and his people when they cross over the Jordan to take the promised land. Remember, we looked at that passage, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 and the following verses, and three times there is Joshua with all that he's been through standing on the banks of the Jordan ready to cross over into the promised land, and three times God says to him, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I always worry a little bit when God tells us not to be terrified, thinking, uh-oh, this is not going to be pleasant. And that's often the way as we decide to lay hold of God's promises in our hearts. Things so often get a whole bunch worse before they get better. Jesus said, peace, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Yeah, man, that's what I want. That's God's peace. That's God's promise. I want that promise. Jesus promised that to his disciples just before he was about to be crucified at a dangerous and fearful time where there would be pain and loss and fear for their own lives. So he explains what he's on about. He says this, My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give it to you the way the world does. Don't let your hearts be troubled and don't let them be afraid. That's in John chapter 14 and verse 27. We often have to deal with obstacles and fear to lay hold of the promises of God in our lives. I do, you do, we all do. And it's at those times that we grow, when we understand that that's the reality and that the promises of God stand amidst all the obstacles, all the uncertainty, all the things we look at and think, I can never get through those on my own. That's the whole purpose of God's promises. So what's our part of this? Well, let's see what God said to Joshua. He said, be careful to obey the law that my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of this law depart from your mouth. Instead, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. See, God was saying to him, you know where it's at? Let my word come to life in your heart. Don't forget about it. Don't let it depart from your mouth. In other words, don't let it leave your mouth permanently. Instead, meditate on it day or night. Do what it says, and then you'll be prosperous and successful. Meditate so that it becomes part of you, so that you start living your life my way, says God. Then you'll be prosperous. Then you'll be successful. You know, I know so many Christians who own a Bible. Well, it's somewhere, I think. It's up in the cupboard, or maybe it's at the bedside table or gathering dust somewhere. I want to tell you something about the Word of God. I would be a nervous wreck by now if I didn't spend time in God's Word every day. I'm in the front line of ministry. My job is leading people into the promised land through what I'm doing right now, through these programs, helping people to take a hold of God's promises. And the devil is not happy about that. The world is not always happy about that. Even other Christians sometimes, they don't always understand. And here we are, my wife and I and the team here at Christianity Works, in a ministry that's building and growing. 3 years ago, I started recording our first radio programs. Didn't have a single radio station who'd committed to airing them. Nothing. Just this call from God in my heart, a promise from Him written on my heart by His Holy Spirit. And today, just 3 years later, these programs are being heard on 700 stations in 80 countries. There are millions of people listening. Now, you might think, wow, that's fantastic. That's great. And it is. But do you have any idea how many trials, how many battles, how much opposition, the lack of funds, the uncertainty? Have any idea how hard that was along the way? And some days continues to be. We all have to go through this stuff in our lives. Whatever story and plan God has written for our lives, yours is going to be different to mine. But as we step out into the promised land, into what God has called us to do, we're going to go through some stuff. And we'll have a temptation to do it in our own strength, or to give up, or to compromise here and there. And the promise of God was, Josh, get my word into your heart. Meditate on it day and night. Soak it in. Let it never, ever depart from you. And you'll be prosperous and successful in what I've called you to do. In other words, do it God's way and not our own way. See, in His word, God reminds us of His promises, and the Holy Spirit comes and writes them into our hearts in a way that we never could. What soldier would walk onto a battlefield without a weapon? The Apostle Paul, when he was talking about the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, says, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. So many Christians walk out onto that spiritual battlefield and they leave God's word, the sword of the Spirit, in the cupboard and wonder why they suffer defeat after defeat. Duh. That's nuts. God's promises are a done deal. People will come against us and they won't be able to stand against us. God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And when we meditate on God's word, when we let it become part of us, when we live it out through faith, that's when His success and His prosperity show up.
pretty much all we have time for today. But before I go, there's something very important that I need to share with you. Our passion here at Christianity Works is to see your life powerfully transformed as you draw ever closer in a rich, dynamic, powerful relationship with Jesus. So let me encourage you to check out the treasure trove of practical, relevant, and life-changing Bible teaching that's available on our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. It's full of free resources to help you draw ever closer to God. So dive into the Media Lounge to watch our weekly Christianity Works television broadcast or the daily fresh devotional videos. Everything's been conveniently categorized so that you can filter the content to quickly lay hold of just the teaching you need for what you're going through today. Remember, everything on the site is free, including that booklet I mentioned earlier. It's time to take the promised land and the fresh daily e-devotional. With all my heart, I know that Jesus wants to have a powerful impact in your life, to bring you his joy, his peace, and his power. So go on, head across to our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time next week, with another message of God's love, God's grace, and God's power for each one of us in Jesus Christ.